is a podcast about two sisters raised in an effed up family. My name is Christine. I am Jesse's older sister. I was raised by a gaslighting, manipulative mother who raised me to believe people either rejected you or weren't rejecting you. My father was a crazy, racist, vulgar alcoholic who was in and out of my life.
And my name is Jesse. I'm Christine's little sister. I was raised solely by the crazy, racist father who raised me to believe I had to either earn or buy someone's love.
Hello to everyone whose dad broke his penis in Mexico during sex with a Tijuana hooker. Welcome back to the Family Burrito Podcast. My name is Christine. My sister Jessie and I created this podcast as a way to release our childhood trauma through laughter and understanding. What's up, Jessie?
Oh, not much. You know, just ending the week with it's actually anticlimactic. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, how did your week start off?
Good. Like it normally does. I just went to the gym and went to work and everything like that. But I had to go to court on Thursday, virtual court. So that kind of like set the tone for the week, though, because I was like trying to just prepare myself to say very like stay logical with whatever I said. And I was just trying to prep myself, you know, so the whole week kind of started on that like note. But anyway, but then I just ended up having to schedule mediation and pay for mediation because this guy is trying to like scare me, like it seems like he knows somebody that's in the system and they told him what to do.
So are you allowed to talk about it?
We're in America.
I don't know,
it's just civil court, you know. Gotcha. There's like no lawyers involved or anything. I just can't defame anybody's character, but anybody can like read between the lines.
Saying,
you know.
So someone's taking you to small claims court and you're having to deal with that. And so how was that trying to say the right thing and be logical? And, you know, because I've always heard like the best advice, like if in those kind of situations, is less is more, you know. And
yeah.
And I know you're a Gemini girl and you love to talk. So was that hard for you?
Not really. No, the mediator was a very nice person because we got to chat and it's his job, right? Like this is a paycheck and I understand that completely. I'm not going to hate him for it. So, and he was like, well, you know, what if the judge puts a judgment on your record? I was like, I don't care about my record. And he was like amazed. I was like, I don't care about it. And he was just so taken back. Like he's never heard that before, but I really don't. And I really don't think a judge is going to put a judgment on my record.
And they like put a judgment on like your credit. Like, where does this judgment go? Like what is that?
My record, like at like my arrest, like my same thing, like where your arrest record would go. Like basically if you're trying to get a job, they would see it.
Okay. So there's a judgment and there'd be a judgment.
And then I think it might go on your credit. I honestly have no idea. I was just like, no, I know that the judge isn't like, I'm not trying to say I know what the judge is going to do, but I just like, did everything I did to cover my ass. And I said that, I kept saying that. I was like, bottom line, no matter what happens and whatever you think or whatever John thinks or whatever, the bottom line is I have a signed contract that says as is no warranty. That's the bottom line. And I just kept repeating that.
Yeah. I love that. That is because you're so firm and that believability, like and don't even go read what the judgment, because what happens is people like they their brain or whatever, people get a threat of something and then they go research the shit out of it and then they've come up with 20,000 scenarios of what could happen. You don't ever know what's going to happen.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Right.
If you know that you're a good person and that you've done everything to cover your ass legally in the United States of America, then you should be fine. There is that 1% where it sucks, where like, you know, people that are innocent go to jail type thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do believe in the justice system, and I do think that with my signed contract, any reasonable person will be like,
yeah. Yeah, gotcha. Well, I'm glad that you, so do you have to do anything else after this with that?
I have to go to mediation the 27th, which mm-hmm. is basically me telling John I'm not going to give him anything.
Good.
Because of, like, we have a contract.
Right. A signed contract. As yes. is.
Yes. And then also the pictures, this is irrelevant, but I'm going to bring it up because this just tells you his character. The pictures of the engine he's showing me are black. The engine I sold was gray. So I'm just like, if all else fails, I'm just gonna be like, produce two broken engines.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you are doing good with that, because that could be stressful, and especially like when you grew up not being able to, you know, not being to trust your environment, and now you gotta trust people you don't even know, you know. I guess
Dad always thought I was stupid. That was my whole thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what I, you know, and that was like kind of what I was gonna talk about with that
mm-hmm.
realization this week is, I'm not saying all men do this.
Mm-hmm.
In my profession, where I have like just started learning about motorcycles and motorcycle engines, and I say it's profession because I want to do it forever. I want to mm-hmm. be able to like work on motorcycles and like learn about engines all the way up to cars, you know what I mean? Like I want uh-huh. that's what I want to do. Anyway, men usually think I'm dumb because I'm a female
when it right. comes
to anything mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, and this is just an assumption, but I feel like that's the case with this John guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he feels like I'm just a dumb female.
Oh,
and it's bringing back some drama, girl. It's from Dad, you know, because I'm like, listen, buddy, I am not a dumb female. In fact, I was raised by one of the strongest females on planet Earth that's ever been on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And that would be, you know, Grandma Lou, because like, damn, she was very strong. Like,
mm-hmm.
she was, I don't know, she was just never, like, compliant.
Right.
So that, for me, is a sense of having strength, especially mm-hmm. as a female.
Mm-hmm.
So, Grandma always said, and it's so funny, you'll get a kick out of this. She always said, if you're dumb and pretty, you'll be fine, you'll make it. If you're ugly and smart, you know, you'll be fine, you'll make it. But if you're dumb and ugly, you're fucked.
Oh my god.
And well, that was the wisdom I was raised with.
yeah. My wisdom I was raised with is, I'll be nicer if you'll be smarter.
Right. Right. And that's good wisdom too. I love
mm-hmm,
that as well.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep. And that's what I was raised on. But yeah, that is so, oh my God. Okay. This is really cool. Cause you know, we were talking about a few weeks ago, like, you know, everything's an opportunity. Like this is like an opportunity, you know what I mean? Like, you know, with our childhood and stuff and not feeling worthy and being told this fucking programming that we've had, you know, our whole life, it's not true. Right. I think yeah. this is really cool. Thank you, John, for thinking that my sister is dumb. Thank you, because you're being able to show that she's not dumb, because I mean, you're not dumb. So no. I think that's awesome.
And this is the thing. I do get really excited easily. I get very mm-hmm. passionate easily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is just how I am, and I will always be that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why lobbyists have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do exactly that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to be able to dial it down and not have a freaking panic attack every time I need to defend myself.
Right. Because that's just because you're having a panic attack because you don't feel safe, you know? That's like, you know.
But that's my child that doesn't feel safe, my inner
child. Right.
feel safe, but my adult Jessie is a badass Jessie.
Yeah, and she wants to protect that inner child. She will whoop your ass all around the fucking town.
Yeah, you know? And you know, it's really funny because the judge during the whole Zoom meeting, he was like, you know, don't bring the boxing gloves into mediation. Don't make this a wrestling match. I'm like, does he look at my Facebook or something? Like,
yeah. Are we having an intervention right now? Is this really an intervention? This is not even court. It's an intervention.
It's like, Jesse, you're too crazy. But this is the thing as well. When it really comes down to contracts and all that stuff, I learned about that in business law.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, this guy really does think I'm an idiot. Not only do I know about motorcycles and mm-hmm. the mechanics of the engine, of this engine I sold, but I also know law. Mm-hmm. So I'm just mm-hmm. like, wow, I'm baffled. So, but I'm going to add something to what Grandma taught. If you're strong, you'll always make it as long as you're strong.
Mm, I love that.
Because, you know, some of us aren't blessed with, you know, being the sharpest tool in the shed.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we got some crooked teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Me. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, yeah. I'm not a genius, and I'm not a 10.
Yeah.
I will always be strong.
That is oh, my God, I love it. You're going to make me cry, girl.
Oh, don't cry.
that's just
a reminder for everybody. Be strong.
You'll always make it if you're strong.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful, Jesse. God, that is beautiful, because I think it was 3 weeks ago or a month ago, you know, you and I talk a lot about how we can feel if Grandma's around or Uncle Robbie is around. They actually are a pair together, like they're in a duet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, through a series of synchronicities, universe stuff, that you know, Grandma Lou, you know, how long has she been dead for? How many years?
She passed away in March of 2006.
Yeah. So basically she puts obstacles in my way. She gives me obstacles. She gives me challenges. And now it makes sense what you just said. Cause I'm like, thank you. You know what I mean? To work through stuff. Okay. And so now I see why she does that, is to make me stronger. God, yeah. Dang. God,
and also
dang.
That's Uncle Robbie too. You know, I feel like Ooh. Uncle Robbie really, because his athleticism, mm-hmm. you know, I did an incline chest press. My max was 115 pounds. And then I did some research later on, because I don't really like, I'm not like a professional weightlifter. So I don't know like all the numbers, but I Googled it and 115 pounds max for a female, that's like advanced weightlifting. So that's when I got the idea. I was like, holy shit, I'm really strong. Like, I yeah. didn't know I was that strong.
Yeah, physically and mentally. That's just so, ooh. Okay, so she does the mental part and he does the physical part. That's crazy.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so anytime you're like feeling like your athleticism, like really kick in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're mm-hmm. just like trying to max out on whatever mm-hmm. you're doing. Either it be like a car.
You look, sorry, you cut out. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I can hear you, like, cut out. Okay. That is so crazy. I love that. Like, because he was very athletic. He was like a track star and all those things. And he had all these like athletic awards and stuff, and went to UT Austin and did stuff down there. But yeah, that's just really
cool. Track and field was his thing. And I remember Grandma always like comparing him to, this is like the racist part where this.
Oh God. You know. Here
we go. warning.
Just went out the cry tears of, you know, I can't believe it. Now I'm about to get angry. What?
So, well, you know, okay. This goes back to like the old way of thinking when this is like the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
I know people still think like this today. And if you do, you suck. But she basically was like, yeah, black people have extra muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so amazed that Robbie can like outrun black people because they have extra muscles.
Hmm.
And I don't think, like, that's not true. So
yeah, everyone has the same amount of muscles. It just, that's interesting. That's a, I have to, I'm going to have to analyze that one.
Right.
Because, interesting. Yeah, I'm going to have to analyze that one, where that came from. Or why she would say that, you know. I know that, like, racism was, like, really ingrained in her. And I remember when I was, that actually, this is when the time you were born, and I was living in Georgia, you know, an apartment with Dad. You know, he was in the Army at the time, and he was married to your mom, and you were just born. And Grandma Lou actually was in town because you were born and was taking me back to Texas, back to my gaslighting mother. Perfect. But at the time, I had this, you know, sweet, like, Black boyfriend that lives in the apartments, and, you know, they had a pool and everything. And Grandma Lou is like, you can't swim with Black people. It's like bathing with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's amazing to me that, like, I'll go into the steam room, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm just like, Grandma, like, would never do this. She would never steam bathe with Mexicans and Black people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Asians.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know, because but, Dad, yeah,
she was super bigoted.
Dad, like, would say the word chink fairly often. So, like, yeah, he,
and it's so funny because I love the Asian culture. Like, that's one of my favorite cultures. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I like the Black culture, and I like Indian culture.
Indian culture is wild.
Yeah. And there, yeah, I have a lot of Indian friends, and I like to always ask them, like, I'm like, can I have 5 minutes of your time? And I want to ask you, how are they suppressing women? What do they do now in this? You know what I mean? Like, how did you, you know, so I love that.
India is, like, totally different than Southern India. Uh-huh. Too. Yeah. It's so wild to learn about a totally different continent. Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's interesting about these belief systems, and it's not true, but they're all different. Is, you know, just talking about this out loud, everything's like, it's the same vibration, right? Of, like, hate and fear and, you know, unworthiness, because that's all that is.
Yeah.
It's just different in each, you know, culture, but it's the same low vibration.
Well, it's weird that we're talking about this, because I was earlier listening to another podcast while I was driving. And I mean, everybody listens to this podcast, you know, it's Joe Rogan,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, but he was on there with this girl that, forgive me, I'm going to look what her name is, because I forgot. Anyway, he was on, she was on there, and she is a transgender female.
Mm-hmm.
She was a male to female, and basically she got, like, blacklisted for, like, not blue, like, not really blacklisted. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just, like, word garbage right now. Canceled, I guess, because she is more of a far right thinking person, you know,
mm-hmm.
but she's not even religious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has no religion, like, but people, like, always compare her to, like, this religious, like, thing because of her thinking. And I'm like, yeah, people's perspectives are always based off their religion.
Well, and everybody has these categories. If you're this thing, you have to be this thing. You know what I mean? And it's like, you can't like come over in this category if you're transgender, no, but you can't be in this category if you're the thing, you know, it's like, that's again, like people trying to tell you how to live your life, what you can and can't be. And all the reason they do that is because they don't want to focus on their own shit that they feel inside about themselves. Because if they felt worthy and they felt good, none of that would even matter. They would not even say anything. It wouldn't even matter.
Yeah, like, don't look at the comment section, like, mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. know, kind of thing. I mean, I look at the comment section to giggle. Like, mm-hmm. if I need a good laugh, man, go to the comment section. You'll get a good laugh. But you have to come at it at a, like, without any opinion to have mm-hmm. a good laugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
be
yeah.
very open-minded. And then everything's really kind of just a joke.
Yeah, I know. Like I sent you the other day, my first Russian bot replied to me on my Twitter, my new Twitter I have for my other podcast. And I couldn't tell if it was for me or against me. And that's what was so funny, because it made no sense anyway. And I was like, I love this. This is great. I'm like, this is like a, my moment right here. I have a bot that replied to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like 19 out of 20 of the most famous and followed Christian Facebook pages were Russian bots.
Interesting.
Yeah. So everything, most of everything we see is just a lie.
Pretty much. I was in a conversation with my friend Mike the other day, and Mike, you know, Mike was in prison. He was my childhood friend, and we've, you know, we reconnected. He and I used to talk on the phone all the time when I was a teenager. And I mean, that's how we got through childhood, was each other. Just Jesse, don't go crazy, but he is the male version of me. I mean, he to a freaking T. He thinks fast. He talks fast. And we're like, we move so fast. And we sound manic when we're together. We sound like we took a bunch of cocaine. You know what I mean? Yeah. And or maybe, I don't know. But it's so funny. We talk so fast. But we were having this conversation the other day about, because he is like, you know, a blue collar guy. He likes to chop wood. You know, he works with his hands. He likes to get it, you know, out there and get after it. And he doesn't understand how his son is like playing video games. And, you know, I was talking about how, well, you know, these video games, like they all have this they put in people in trances, you know? And I think like the hertz, the frequency, whatever, they put people in trances. So here's the thing, you know, we go, oh, you know, US, you know, against China. They are all in it together, because guess who makes those video games?
Oh, yeah. Well, did you know that the China Communist Party, like, or the Communist China Party, the China Communist Party, is that how you say it? The CCP? Whatever. Mm-hmm. They actually, with TikTok, they have an algorithm that only shows the kids, like, cool science projects and stuff like that. But here in the United States, we have, like, some kid showing you to eat a Tide Pod.
Yeah. So yes, because there, it's the world government wants the people, us, to be dumb. They don't want us to listen to our intuition and think for ourselves. They don't want us to. They want you to be in a trance. They want you. That's how they keep you asleep. Mm-hmm. And then when you go into fear, then you're just reacting, because you're not even, because you, if you felt worthy, you know, you would not even react. It wouldn't matter. Everything would just be kind of neutral, or you just kind of go with the pendulum swing of the emotion and, you know, enjoy the ride, I guess. But, you know, yeah, so they're all in it together. They're all in it together, like all of them.
It's so sad. I remember one time I was with one of my friends, and they lost their like game completely. Mm-hmm. And they freaked out. Like, they had a complete panic attack because they lost their game.
What kind of game?
Oh, goodness.
Like a video game a sports game?
Oh, it's a video game.
Oh, okay. They lost it and they couldn't find it.
Like, they lost it completely. Like, the hard drive, like, got messed up or something. Like, it just wiped out the memory of their video game. I'm not really quite sure, because I don't know enough about technology. I just know that they couldn't recover their video game.
Wow.
Like where they were at, right?
Wow. The level.
So they like freaked out forever. I think they're still freaking out.
That is so interesting, because you said the word memory. Like, that's interesting. But yeah, and then it sounds like they freaked out and they're like going through withdrawals. That's scary. It's like mind control.
It is mind control, and that's one of the good, like, I'm so glad I don't really like video games that much. Like, I'll play them here and there, but like old school ones, like Crash Bandicoot and stuff like that. But I only watch, like, play them for like 20 minutes. And now I've started setting an alarm on my phone. Mm-hmm. To see how, like, long, to catch myself watching TV over like an hour. Cause I have a tendency to like just binge watch something.
Yeah.
You know? And then I'm like, oh wow, it's been 5 hours. Holy cow.
yeah. I mean, I for several years, I mean, before I got coronavirus back in April 2020, like for several years, I would come home and play Candy Crush for 2 hours. I would get so irritated if somebody interrupted me.
Yeah. Because they got you. They had you.
Yes.
But now you realized it though. And this is the thing, at a very young age, they're trying to program us.
Yes.
The way we need to look, the way we
need to act.
And one of the things that we can do to break the cycle is obviously teach your kid how to be polite. Like, that's just number one. Like, we always want polite kids, but the thing is, you all like individualism, like just be an individual.
Or how about go get into nature?
Yeah.
Because that is like my TV now. I have like these bird watching binoculars. I just get after it. You know,
oh my,
I mean?
Goodness. Are you a bird watcher now?
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, I'm like fucking Snow White in this backyard of mine, this acre. And I'm like, oh my God, what's the birdie saying to me? But yeah, I mean, I'm going to walk around with a bunch of flock of birds around me, but, yeah. So how about get into nature? Because that's where your answers are. I mean, it's just, there's so many, get your feet in the grass. And then like all of this like electromagnetic radiation shit coming off these electronic, that's another thing that's like rotting our brain. If you go put your feet in the earth, that stuff gets off of you. It literally grounds you.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's one of the things that yoga even talks about. Mm-hmm. That they will say the reason why we take off our shoes to do yoga is one of the things, like we ground ourselves. Even if you're at a studio or in a house, at least your like feet are on the floor, mm-hmm. and not like on rubber, you know. And then yeah, but go outside, you know, wherever you are, for sure. Right now it's really cold, so I don't want to go outside. I'm like,
yeah, yeah. Well, there's other things you can do.
Window.
Yeah, yeah. Look out the window. But and those people that lost the video game, that was not an accident. I'm telling, that was somebody from the other side. Their ancestors. They're like, wake up, wake up.
And this is one of the things that I realized, because, you know, with like, I'm going to bring up microdosing. So another warning, microdosing psilocybin, it calls you out a bunch on your shit. You know what I mean? Like, why did you eat that Arby's? You know, it's gross, like more so than your body does.
Why does your vagina look like an Arby's roast beef sandwich? That's what it would say. See, I don't do that, but that's what the mushrooms would say to me. And I'd be like calling Jesse, crying. My vagina is a roast beef sandwich.
Oh my gosh! Don't look at yourself on mushrooms. Oh!
Are you serious?
Oh well, I mean, microdosing, you can look at yourself, but like if you're full blown tripping on mushrooms, do not look in a mirror.
Really?
Oh no!
What happened?
That's the worst thing you could do. Well, for me, because I did it, because people were like, don't do it. And I was like, don't touch the hot stove. And
And don't say Bloody Mary 5 times.
Right. You know, bitch, I got this. Bloody Mary, you know.
bring it.
So I was looking in the mirror, and it's the first time I did shrooms. And I was just like, am I really me? Why am I me? Like, and then I started looking at my face, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so ugly. Because all I could see are like my blemishes.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so ugly. And then I just felt really down about my looks.
Sorry. I just had a vision of myself looking at my vagina in the mirror and pulling on my pussy lips and going, why does this look like a sandwich?
Damn you, Arby's.
You know, maybe I should mix the meth and the mushrooms together. It's probably not a good idea.
But yeah, but microdosing though, it more or less just calls you out on your bullshit, and it's like, yeah, right, bitch, like you didn't hold up that car, you know what I mean, type thing.
That's so fascinating. Well, that's all I know, girlfriend.
That's all I know.
All right, love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.